Put a smile on your face, folks.
Wow.
In thinking about what's important, you know, during the week you have certain things that kind of reinforce. Amen. This is that time. Yeah, that's the yeah. I do the yeah part. And, you know, you're always kind of trying to search for that thing that I think that people need to hear. In the book of Matthew, the 22nd chapter, the 34th verse, I'm going to read you a scripture you've heard many times before. I've preached on it before. But when the Pharisees heard that he had silenced the Sadducees, they gathered together. 35th verse reads, "Then one of them, a lawyer, asked him a question, testing him and saying, 'Teacher, which is the greatest commandment in the law?' Jesus said to him, 'You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, and all your mind. This is the first and the great commandment. And the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets.'" Heavenly Father, add a special blessing under the reading of your word and open our minds so that we receive the truth. Each one is individuals in Jesus' precious name. And all God's people said, Amen. I'm going to begin with a potentially upsetting statement to some of you. On Wednesday, after the service, went down, we had a nice lunch at the Chinese restaurant down here that Dave loved. And I set my sails south, heading down. I had to stop by my sister's, and I was on the way to go and surprise my mother. No phone call. When I got to the house there, she was sitting in the living room. She fixed her one of those gourmet meals. It comes in a little package. I call it oodles of noodles. You know what that thing is? You take that oodles of noodles and add a couple of eggs to it over there, and she had, "You like that, do you, Bob?" "Yeah, that's right up Bob's alley." Doesn't get it very often, but he loves it. Now, I'd stopped off in Stanton, a place called Long John Silver. I picked up 2 fish and shrimp dinners. I walked in, because I used the key. I knocked on the door. She came here, so I knocked. And she walked in. She's watching She says, you know, I never eat in the living room. She says, you caught me but tonight I wanted to go in there because I wanted to see on television the pictures I know from that terrible hurricane that come in on Wednesday. And I tell you, we sat there and looked and saw all the devastation and just saw, it was just amazing to me. And we were just there and just praying for those families and for those that pretty much have lost everything. And then we got talking and we got solving some of them. And we talked about important things. And she said, well, she says, I've got something for you about the important things. And she said, I believe that women belong in the kitchen. Come on, it's my mother now. Don't get mad at, you know, like that. Don't, hold on. Hold on. Just hold your little horses. See your little righteous indignation. She says, I believe that men should be in the kitchen. She says, I believe that everyone should be in the kitchen. There's food in the kitchen. And I am here living proof to tell you. And I believe it is such a true statement because I know in my life that the conversations that I cherish the most with my family and with my loved ones have happened in the kitchen. They've happened over that little table that I've told you about before. So many meals have been served on. But I tell you, to be able to sit there and just share the things that have gone on in my life has been such a joy and a privilege to me. Women should be in the kitchen. Men should be in the kitchen. Matt, you and Alex, you ought to be in the kitchen. Because that's where the food is. And that's where you share the things when your guard is down and you just talk about what is going... Hear that? Hear that amen? Yeah, he's having a little kitchen moment himself with that bottle over there. You got to talk about the important things in life. I read, and it was a wonderful article, and there was a beautiful model. Her name was Nikki Taylor. And so many things in her life had turned so sour. In 1995, she suddenly lost her sister to a heart attack. Right after that, her marriage just crumbled. And then in 2001, she was in a car accident. And later on, she went through 40 different operations because of that accident. But she made a statement in Family Circle magazine, and I want to read you this quote. She said, I've learned that tomorrow is out of my hands and that I only have today. I've learned that God was telling me to slow down to appreciate my family. God was telling me to appreciate every part and everyone in my life. She said, now I am 10 times closer with my family and friends. I don't take one day or one friend for granted. Not a one. I think it's a beautiful statement. And I think it's something to challenge each and every one of us. And what we feel in this life is so important. Jesus, in the Sermon on the Mount, he talked about so many things. He talked about gates that were wide and gates that were narrow. He talked about trees, those trees that bear fruit and those that do not. He talked about houses built on that shifting sand, but he also taught about houses built upon the rock, to withstand the storms of life as they come our way. The question to you is, what's really important? It says in God's Word here, you can take every law, you can take every principle that is stated within this Bible that I have open in front of me, and it can all be covered with, you shall love the Lord thy God with all your heart and all your soul and all your mind. And at the same time, he says, you must put this into action by loving your neighbor as yourself. I enjoy the changes of the season. I enjoy actually putting on a little bit warmer clothes. Seems like this summer I've sweated more than, I don't know, it's just been humid. I don't know about you, but it just felt humid to me out there. I love it when you click over that thermostat above Claudia over there and we put a little heat in the building. Makes you want to take a nice nap, doesn't it? Come on, be honest. You're in church. This is where you should be honest. The reason we had Marnell up singing with us today is because his wife's here today. He says, maybe she's checking up on me. What did you say, ma'am?
Amen.
Amen. Went right up to her, said, good to see you today. We haven't seen Marnell in a couple years, so I'm just so glad he's here today. This Friday, God willing, I'll make a little trek up to Phoenixville, Pennsylvania. I'm going to my 40th. My 40th college reunion. 40th. One time up there, there's a pretty famous preacher had come by, and he told a story, kind of like the one you need today. He said they'd asked him to preach one time to a small men's group. So he got all ready, he's all excited about it. He got in front of him. He said they were in a little separate room over there, and he said he started in his little talk, his sermon like that, and there was a guy right in the first row. Within 2 minutes, he was nodding off. He said his head was bobbing down. He said, so I preached harder. As I preached harder, he started to snore. He was snoring and I was preaching. He says, not everybody is going to be so willing to hear your message. He said, the next week they invited me to a huge congregation. He says, and I started out and he's preaching and doing good. But then about halfway down the aisle there, a guy got up and started walking around and back and forth and stuff like that. And after the service, the guy that had sponsored the event came up to me and he said, I hope that that gentleman walking around didn't bother you when you're preaching. He just walks in his sleep. Glad none of you walking around out there today. Folks, I'm going to have the opportunity to go up and see some folks that I haven't seen in many years. God willing, we'll just reflect back on some great times. There'll be stories that'll be told, and don't worry, I knew the exact number of steps from my dorm to the dean of students who was in charge of discipline up there. One day I walked into Brother Hartrich's office and he told me what happened. He said, I don't think you did it, but he said, but I think you know who did it. I said, brother, I got a very short memory. But folks, I'm here to tell you, just like Harold told me yesterday, that in the scheme of things, in the big picture, there are only certain truths that are really, really important. When I saw Brother Herbie walk in, lifted my heart. I know Herbie's a big fan of Harold and singing. So, Harold, thank you for sharing with us today. Harold was here early, and he was dressed so nice, I knew Helen had to have something to do with it over there. I don't think he can do that on his own. But he walked in, and everyone that would walk into this church, Harold took time to go out and give him a hug. Say, good to see you. Good to see you. Good to see you. Because friends, that is important. The relationships that God has given us here on this earth through His Son dying upon a cross, these are relationships that we will carry on through eternity. I believe that we serve a wonderful God. Bill? No. Walk around here just a minute. Yeah, there we go now. Don't take it lightly. Barbara lost a husband, and everybody in this church just rallied around. Matt and Alex, they're having a wedding, and trust me, folks, the thing about a small church, the thing about I think is so beautiful that we're all kind of just celebrating together. Bill's yawning up here. Because I imagine he doesn't get the same sleep that some of you get every night. But I'm here to say that little Lucas has been a joy to each and every one of us, has he not? And I thank God for people who are willing to share the important things in life. Amen? Amen. Heavenly Father, we've gathered in your house, and God, you've given us such a wonderful spirit today. The music was so beautiful, was so uplifting. The song that Miss Gidi played, the song that Harold sung over there, God, but the thing that brings us together, the thing that allows us to be of one mind and one spirit and one accord is our love for you, God. And we demonstrate that love for you by our love one for another. And God, we thank you for allowing us to love our neighbors here today. To knowing without a shadow of a doubt that when we love one another and show our love one for another, we are doing your will. We thank you for sending your Son to die upon a cross. We thank you, God, as we confess our sins and accept Him into our hearts. You give us that everlasting, eternal life. God, we thank you for everything that you've done for us. So, God, give us safe traveling mercies as we each one go our separate way, God, and allow us to take the joy of the Lord wherever we go. We ask this in Jesus' precious name. And all God's people said, amen, amen, amen. Have I forgotten anything?